There was a religious man who had reached the age of 105 and suddenly stopped attending synagogue. Alarmed by the man's absence after so many years of faithful attendance, the rabbi went to visit him. When he arrived, he found that the man was in excellent health, so the rabbi asked, "How come after all these years you don't attend service anymore?" The old man whispered to the rabbi, "I'll tell you, Rabbi, when I got to be 90, I expected God to take me any day. But then I got to 95, then 100, and then 105. So I figured that God is very busy and must have forgotten about me, and I don't want to remind him." Did you know that people who pray and are religious are statistically healthier than those who don't pray and have no religion? We don't often think about prayer and faith as having the ability to affect our body, but research has proven time and time again that deep faith commitment can positively impact our health. Prayer impacts our health by reducing chronic stress. Prolonged stress harms the body, weakens the immune system, and makes us more susceptible to illness. Harvard doctor Herbert Benson says that prayer activates the half of the nervous system that is the opposite of the flight and fight reflex, called the body's relaxation response, which reduces stress and allows the immune system to recover over time. Prayer also gives hope to people who are having health struggles because through prayer, they gain an indirect control over their illness. Prayer helps them feel that they are not alone and God is personally invested in them. These people can battle feelings of isolation that so often comes with prolonged illness. The British Journal of Health Psychology says praying can actually reduce your risk of developing depression and anxiety, and even more so when you pray in a place of worship. Additionally, Dr. Harold Koenig found that people who attend church more than once a week average about 4 days in the hospital, but those who rarely or never attend church spend about 10 to 12 days in the hospital. And finally, a six-year Duke University study of 4,000 people of various faiths found that the relative risk for dying was 46% lower for those who frequently attended religious services. There you go, right? You never knew coming to church had health benefits, did you? Now, I share all this with a grain of salt. I have known many people with great faith who are exceptions to these statistics. Whether with physical or mental health, having faith is not a magical pill that will automatically cure us, right? However, what this research does say is that body and spirit are unavoidably connected. When we talk about faith, we often exclusively talk about the health of our spirit. But the way we view the world and our purpose here has a significant impact on our bodies. Our scripture for today reminds us that the care for our bodies is an issue of faith. Our bodies are a dwelling place for the spirit and have been purchased through Jesus Christ, whose body we participate in as his disciples. To put these few verses from 1 Corinthians back in context, it's a part of a letter that Paul writes to the church in Corinth about the importance of living healthy. Jewish law contained many commandments and rules about what is pure and impure, hoping to promote healthy living. And in many of his letters, we see that Paul wanted all of his followers to understand that they're free from the law. However, being free from the law doesn't mean that now all things are permissible. Paul says in verse 12, "All things are lawful for me, but not all things are beneficial. All things are lawful for me, but I will be dominated by nothing." So even though we're no longer bound to these Jewish purity laws, Paul wants us to know that we are the Lord's, and we should therefore choose to honor God in our bodies, not because of any law, but because of our commitment to discipleship. Paul first emphasizes the importance of caring for our bodies by talking about the issue of food. Clean food was a regular topic of Jewish purity laws. Food that was hard to cook and eat that in a way that didn't harm the body, like pig and seafood, were to be avoided according to Jewish purity laws. Sorry, those of you that like pork and seafood. Paul reminds the church in Corinth that you are free from clean food laws, but that doesn't mean that you should have no cares for what you eat. Healthy eating habits, like eating in moderation, avoiding excessive snacking, that's my problem, and avoiding emotional eating are important for our bodies. While we are aware of the harmful effects of the addictions to drugs and alcohol in the body, addiction to food is a common but often unaddressed issue in American culture today. But Paul reminds us that while we are not to be dominated by the law, we should also not be dominated by anything. And that even comes to food. This is the true freedom Jesus invites us to accept. All you need do these days is Google healthy living, and you will get webpage after webpage of information on how to eat, exercise, and diet to promote a healthy body. The food pyramid that I remember learning as a student has now been replaced with what the USDA calls My Plate, which emphasizes the need for a balanced diet that is more specialized to your sex, your age, your height, and your physical activity level. Food is a basic human need, but like anything that is good for us, even in excess and without guidelines, it can become harmful. Paul also references sexual impurity as an example of things that are harmful to the body. He both references it literally and as a metaphor for any sin that takes us away from our true union in God. Now, I'm aware that we don't often talk about sex in the church because of our own cultural discomfort with the topic. But sex is an important and regular topic in Scripture, and one worthy of me making everyone a little bit uncomfortable for the moment so that I can address it as an issue of faith. Paul speaks strongly about the need for sexual health and mutuality between spouses in the chapter following our scripture this morning. Paul actually prefers the commitment to celibacy, which is the choice that he himself makes, but he also explains that marriage can be an honorable way of life. We may not think very often about this because it has become so separate for us to think about it in terms of spirituality in our culture. But we glorify God through appropriate and healthy sexual relationships within the intimacy of our marriage. Covenantal relationships have such great potential for holiness, giving us a glimpse of the union we can have with God. And this is why Paul also talks about sexual immorality as a metaphor for anything that compromises the union that we have with God. You survived. Now maybe you too are thinking, what does all this have to do with faith and being a part of the church? Our parish nurses today are calling us to consider an important reality, that health and faith go hand in hand. First, just as much as our spirituality can impact our health, the way we treat our bodies can impact our spirits. This is not only true for ourselves, but our behaviors and our actions have the ability to either spur on the faithfulness of another or become a stumbling block. Second, if God put the time and effort into creating our bodies, shouldn't we care for them as well? We honor the Creator by caring for what He created. And finally, if our bodies are not well, we limit what we can do as disciples. Like the bike that Fran talked about for our moment for children, if we're not caring for the bike, it will not be able to fulfill its purpose. There's always a potential for health concerns that are outside of our control, but it's important for us to do all that we can to care for our bodies so that nothing can distract us from our work as disciples. Jesus showed in his ministry that our bodies are important by healing the sick, by feeding the hungry, even as he called them to a new spiritual life. He balanced the need for a healthy spirit with a healthy body. Likewise, we in the church balance the physical and the spiritual when we take communion, like we will next Sunday. We see the connection between body and spirit when we participate in anointing services. So it shouldn't be hard for us to see the connection between our spiritual well-being and caring for our bodies. We are the vessels God uses to continue his work in the world. For in your body dwells the Holy Spirit, and through Christ you have been purchased, body and soul, for the purpose of God's work. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, which you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you were bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body. May we glorify God each and every day in body and in spirit. Amen.